So I'm sitting here with Martina Lovely, who is a legal support navigator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what information do you have for our audience today?
Thanks so much for inviting me to speak with you today. As you said, I'm a legal support navigator with the Journey Project. And for folks who may not know what the Journey Project is, we're a service for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who are survivors of sexual violence, intimate partner violence, and are seeking supports within the legal system. And that can look like a lot of things. So specifically within my duties as a legal support navigator, I can provide emotional support, community referrals, and other guidance along the journey of experiencing sexual violence and intimate partner violence. A big part of my program is I'm able to provide survivors with up to 4 hours of free legal advice with a lawyer if that's the path that they want to take. So that's a really important part of accessing justice for survivors within Labrador, I believe, and I'm really thankful to be a part of the Journey Project, and I'm based in Happy Valley Goose Bay, so I'm close by, and I'm really thankful to be here in Maine today showing the Photo Voice Project.
Okay, so what does the Photo Voice Project mean?
All right, so the Photo Voice Project was established by one of my coworkers in St. John's, and it's a visual medium and project for survivors of sexual violence to express themselves and their experience with sexual violence through photos. So survivors were able to take part in workshops with different photographers all across Newfoundland and Labrador, and if they wanted to take part in any workshop that was relevant to what they wanted to take pictures of, or they could just submit their pictures, and they can include whatever information that they wanted to include with their submission, including if they wanted to be anonymous, if not, what their age is, where their location is, and thankfully we have photo submissions from survivors all across Newfoundland and Labrador. So it's going to be here in Maine. It's here till 12 p.m. today, and it'll be here from 5 to 7 as well.
Okay, so if there were a person that would like to send their photo, how would they go about doing it?
So this is the second time that Photo Voice has taken submission from survivors. So last year it was a similar project, different photos. Is this year a different subject? So this year it's visions of justice and what that means for the survivor. So hopefully next year, starting I guess probably around January, we might be doing it again. So just keep an eye out for that if you'd like to submit a photo. But in the meantime, if you are a survivor, by all means, you can reach out to myself directly. And my email is labrador@journeyprojectnl.com.
Okay. Would there be anything else you would like to share with our audience today?
Just that I'm very thankful for the voices of survivors that felt the strength to submit their photos and to share their experience with other folks. And I'm very grateful to be able to share this with the beautiful community of Maine.
All right. So it says right here, have you ever wondered what happens at court? And today will be criminal law from 1 to 4 and 7 to 9. So what will be held during this event?
Mm-hmm. So my co-workers, Shirley White and Paula Michelin with Public Legal Information Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. It's a big mouthful, but they're with the Labrador office with me in Happy Valley Goose Bay. And they're holding an information session from 1 to 4 p.m. and, like you said, 7 to 9 p.m. this evening. And that could mean a whole lot of things to a whole lot of people. If you have questions regarding criminal matters, it could be anything within the criminal justice system. If you just want to know what court might look like, what it might look like going in, what the process is, then it's a good time to come out and ask some questions and get some information.
All right. Mm-hmm. So the contact information for Nicole is 922-1230, and the information contact number is 896-5235.
Mm-hmm.
So how long will you guys be in Maine for?
So we're going to be here at this location all day today, and we're leaving possibly tomorrow afternoon, depending on the weather.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank you for the interview today, and thank you for sharing your information with our audience, and have a good day.
Thank you so much for the time.
Yep, thank you.